The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Since when did life and everything we do in it become a contest? Well, apparently since prehistoric times, but that's besides the point. No matter what you do or what you pursue, there's a contest for that. And for me, anyway, it's taking the fun out of some of life's greatest pleasures. Now, talent contests have been around forever, but music contests, or to use the vernacular, band wars, have become all-pervasive. The long list for this year's Polaris Music Prize has been announced, whittling the massive field down to 40 acts with 40 albums vying for the $50,000 grand prize. Those standing on the bodies of the fallen include such sensitively named projects as Viet Cong from Calgary, with their self-titled release, and B.A. Johnson's Shit Sucks. We really are scraping the very bottom of the band name barrel these days, aren't we? But that's a topic for another rant. But apparently, the gloves really came off behind the closed doors of the Polaris Prize jury deliberations. Johnny Regalado was called and wrote a piece for CanadianLandShow.com called I Was a Polaris Juror and It Sucked. Johnny explains, instead of discussing music and arts, I faced a hostile boys' club atmosphere. Discussions about music were a distant second to bullying and overblown egos. And that's the thing about contests, isn't it? Eventually, feelings get hurt, and sometimes it even comes to blows. Another one of life's little pleasures, eating, has become exploited by contest culture. In Danville, Kentucky, a woman was hit in the head, neck, and shoulder by a hot flying brisket at the annual BBQ contest. 42-year-old Mike Owings told officers he threw the brisket because he lost his temper, presumably after losing, in a case of what may be best described as roast rage. My name's Cal Coates. Settle in for a full hour of the best music in the world. Trust me, there's no contest. Malian guitar whiz Viu Farkatoure is touring a new collaboration with vocal looper Julia Easterlin from Augusta, Georgia. The new release is called Turistas. Here is your first taste. I'm not done. Not by a long shot. Turistas from World Beat Canada Radio.
So, I lost my head a while ago. But you seem to have done no better. We set fire in the snow. It ain't over. I'm not done. Some do magic and some do harm. I'm holding on, holding on, holding on to a straw. Who is the alpha? And what is made of cloth? How do you say you're sorry and there's nothing to be afraid of? Is it dark already? How light is a light? Do you laugh while screaming? Is it cold outside?
deben al mar. Somos de agua, vamos a nadar. Que las corrientes nos lleven al mar. Y seamos gotas en la inmensidad. Libres, livianos y sin gravedad. Hasta que un día nos venza el calor. Y evaporados seamos vapor. Vapor. Corrientes nos lleven al mar. Somos de agua, vamos a nadar. Que las corrientes nos lleven al mar. Y seamos gotas en la inmensidad. Libres, livianos y sin gravedad. Hasta que un día nos venza el calor. Seamos vapor, 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 vapor.
That's pretty, isn't it? Brand new, once again, from Nano Stern, who, in the tradition of Inti Illimani, he's from Chile, and he's a protest singer. And the name of his new album is 500,000 Revolutions. Before that, View Farca Chere with Georgian vocal looper Julia Easterlin from the new album Turistas, and I'm Not Done, featuring the Westerlies. Here's another great album from back east by a Senegalese Canadian by the name of Elage Diouf. His new album is called Melokani. He won a Juno Award for his first disc. This is his sophomore. And it's a song about a much deserved night out after a hard day's work. It's Tay, or Today, from World Beat Canada Radio, another debut just for you.
What? chỉ ngày đêm biết lo như say mà mà cha chưa cùng bờ sao mà thế này chẳng sao mà nhau số muốn những cái phong phú chắc chắn sẽ cả một quán mà bà la bò mà anh đã sao mà đã lấy à mà để thấy buồn nè đam mê là say xe mà để thấy chưa ngon mà để cần đôi mắt con nét trời yo
Some of the best global rhythms are made right here at home. September 26th at the Massey Theatre in New Westminster. For the fourth year in a row, Ghazal Tabla wizard Cassius Khan and Kathak dancer Amika Kushwaha are delighted to present and promote classical Indian music and dance through the Mushtari Begum Festival. You can learn more by visiting mbfestival.ca. The Lewis Hayes Cannonball Adderley Legacy Band pays tribute to the music of the great Cannonball Adderley Quintet, one of the most popular jazz groups of the 60s and early 70s. A former member of the original quintet, Hayes' muscular style of hard bop drumming has provided the rhythmic drive for a long line of jazz royalty that includes Horace Silver, John Coltrane, and Oscar Peterson. Cannonball's quintet was the rare jazz ensemble to cross over into pop music territory with a hit single, Mercy, Mercy, Mercy. Expect the unexpected from this hard-bopping band. See them in performance at the Blue Shore Financial Center for the Performing Arts at Capilano University. And in the summer of 2014, Vue Farkature passed through New York. He got together with American vocalist Julia Easterlin for an impromptu studio session connected by their management teams at Modiba. Though this was the first time the two had met, in that session, something divine happened, transcending what each was capable of on their own. Their collaboration was born an entire album project, Teresa's, who launched today's program. They'll be at the Rickshaw Theater in Vancouver on October 6th. And I think I said something about no contest, but congratulations to Rhett, who is our lucky winner of the new Teresa's CD and a pair of tickets to see that show, courtesy of World Beat Canada Radio. Yom Kippur is this week, and in tribute, we bring you a new track by Zabrina and Hamidbar Medeber, Klezmer Jazz Hybrid, The Desert Speaks, and The Chant of Ages. Straight ahead on World Beat Canada Radio, my name's Cal Cote.
was fresh, hand-picked, and never mass-produced. Because there's no we in iPod.
Don't be shy tonight.
This is personal. This is World Beat Canada Radio.
Don't try to fight.
And the Mamou Playboys once again establishing that link between Canadian Acadian and American Cajun. That's from a new album called Voyageur and La Danse de Mardi Gras. Before that, Hamid Bar Medaber from Zabrina and the Chant of Ages, some klezmer jazz for you for Yom Kippur. Time for your Touch of the Familiar. And in Jamaica, mento is at the root of everything. It's not just the fresh maker. It's at the root of reggae. It's at the root of ska. It's at the root of calypso. And when you go to the resorts, you'll see these old guys with these crazy old instruments playing mento music. And the Jolly Boys were among the best. These guys are now in their 80s or possibly even 90s. And they have recorded an album together for the first time in ages. And this is their version. There's a couple of great covers on here, but their version of one of my favorite Blondie songs, Hanging on the Telephone, the Jolly Boys, World Beat Canada Radio, your Touch of the Familiar.
I'm in the phone, but it's the one across the hall. If you don't answer, I'll just ring it off the wall. I know she's there, but I just got to call. Across the land, give me a strange sensation. I'd like to talk with that and show you my affection. Oh, I can't control myself. Oh, I can't control myself. Oh, I can't control myself. Don't leave me hanging on the telephone.
Distinctive voices, not the banjo and percussion, and the bass is really interesting in these mento groups. It's a great big box with kind of like a marimba inside it, and he just plucks away at that and gives you your bass root notes. Boy, do we have something special for you next. Celebrating 20 years since the release of The Edges of Twilight, a double platinum selling album from Canadian trio The Tea Party, we have Jeff Martin on the line to set up Sister Awake from the album, one of the great global rock anthems. That's next on this edition of World Beat Canada Radio. Stick around. 2014 and 2015 have been auspicious years for Canadian rock trio The Tea Party. It seems like just weeks ago we were talking with Jeff Martin about their first new album since a hiatus called The Ocean at the End, released last year. 2015 marks the anniversary of their defining double platinum selling album, The Edges of Twilight. The band has reissued the album in celebration as a remastered double disc package that includes tons of previously unreleased material. Jeff Martin rejoins the program. Congratulations on the package, Jeff.
Thank you, Cal. Yeah, I'm very, very proud of it. The three of us are extremely happy with what's happening. It's fantastic.
It sounds as fresh and as relevant today as in 1995, I think.
Yeah, well, it certainly does, you know. I think a testament to it is that, you know, back in that time, you know, grunge was still a very, very big influence on a lot of bands, and, you know, well, the three of us weren't really interested in any of that, you know.
Yeah.
our mindset, you know, was taking us, you know, on voyages to different parts of the world, and that's what we wanted to bring into the music, and certainly with the Edges of Twilight, what indeed occurred was that we established our sound so strongly that, you know, and I find even now, living in Australia, I mean, the band's influence is throughout a lot of rock music, like a lot of young rock bands coming up, and if they do anything that remotely sounds Middle Eastern or Indian influenced or whatever, they get compared to the Tea Party. So it's quite an accomplishment.
They were calling you Moroccan Roll because they didn't know what to call it.
Yeah, well, I guess so, yeah.
You know, unless you're a 20-year-old, making 20 years of anything can't help but make you feel old. On the positive side, putting time between you and your creation can give you the gift of objectivity. What do you feel when you hear The Edges of Twilight today?
What I hear is I hear three extremely, extremely focused musicians with absolutely no fear of stretching the boundaries, you know, as far as rock music was concerned or is concerned. But when I say stretching the boundaries, I mean, that could be misinterpreted as being progressive, which was something also that we weren't interested in. Like, progressive rock wasn't our thing, you know, it was just... But what really turned me on back then, and still does, you know, is like when bands like the Beatles broached the subject of Indian music, George Harrison, things like that, or when, you know, Jimmy Page with In the Light, Led Zeppelin, you know, Kashmir, right?
Yeah.
It was those moments in rock and roll that that really affected me when I was young. And I just wanted to, you know, do something in a modern day sense, you know, and really push it even further.
Tell us a bit about the disc of bonus material that's included with this package.
Most of it stems from the demoing sessions that we did at my studio that I had in Old Montreal, which was quite conducive, you know, to the whole experience and the vibe that you get on The Edges of Twilight, because my place was 350 years old. It was all candlelit, you know.
Cool.
I mean, the vampire Lestat might have as well lived there, you know what I mean? And, you know, Persian rugs and all these instruments everywhere, and... you know, we were afforded the luxury at the time, you know, to really do extensive demoing for this record because, you know, it was in a time frame like the 90s was, it was the time when, you know, record companies had the big record budget still, you know, and we could really explore things and pick up all these instruments and try things out and whatnot. And, well, the proof of it is in the pudding, you know, like these demos are not very far off from what eventually was recorded in Los Angeles, you know.
You're currently making your way west across the country. You're what, heading to Hamilton at the moment?
Yeah, tomorrow is the big sold-out show at Hamilton Place.
Yeah. Have your fans been commenting on the 20-year anniversary, or are you seeing a few more gray hairs in the crowd?
Well, you certainly see that, but then you also see, like, the first 10, 15 rows are usually 20-year-olds, you know, like,
cool.
That generation, you know, because that's the thing about the Tea Party's music. It's not stuck in time, you know. It's it resonates still, and from Canada to Germany to... to Australia, you know, different parts of the world, like the new generation is discovering the Tea Party's music, not only what we did in the past, but what we've done now in the present with Ocean at the End. So.
Now, I realize just talking about CDs is dating myself, but you don't get all the extras with a crappy MP3 download. I mean, you guys are bringing a wealth of memorabilia to the merch tables at your shows, including a heavyweight vinyl, too.
Vinyl is the new modern.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, MP3s are all old school, man, you know? Like, you know, if you want to be hip these days, you know, it's all about 180-gram vinyl, you know?
It's true.
And that's where, you know, once again, like, people now have, like, discovered, it's like, oh, okay, this is what it's meant to feel like, to look and, you know, like, to hold and to see artwork.
Yeah.
You know? To actually be able to read, you know, the font, you know,
yeah,
like that, you know, and then also, yes, and the extras that you can put into it, and not only that, man, but, you know, like me being you know, the producer of the bands, and you know, also engineered a lot of the stuff as well and everything. It's like, it's very important to me, the sound quality, you know, of this music. And it doesn't get better than vinyl. You know, no. CD is good, you know, especially with the technology that exists nowadays. CDs certainly sound better now than they did back then, you know, with mastering tools and whatnot. But you cannot beat the vinyl at all.
Jeff Martin's our guest as we celebrate 20 years of the seminal Tea Party album, The Edges of Twilight. Jeff Martin, Jeff Burrows, and Stuart Chatwood are taking it to the people. Out west, you can catch them live in Vernon, September 29th, Seattle at the Showbox Theater on October 1st, and here in Vancouver at the Hard Rock Casino on October 2nd. Jeff, we heard the bizarre on the program last week, and this week I want to cap the conversation with Sister Awake. In the liner notes, you explain that this song defines what the band set out to do, which is kind of closely mirrors what our objectives for this radio show are, combining rock compositions with music from the world. Now, 25 years ago, I was working as a second at a recording studio, and part of my job was to clean the heads and calibrate the meters on a 2-inch 24-track the size of a washing machine. I mean, they're fussy beasts, but they sound awesome. For Sister Awake, you synced up three of them to give you the 52 tracks you needed to realize your vision. That must have been tricky.
Yeah. That's an understatement, you know. It certainly was. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that I co-produced the record with Ed Stasium. And Ed Stasium, one of the legendary rock producers, right? And what he taught me back then, you know, as far as analog recording was concerned and biasing machines and hooking them up and things like that, I mean, Ed and I, we basically became mad scientists in the studio, you know? And of course, like to realize the vision of a song like Sister Awake, because it's basically three movements,
right,
you know, in that song. And in order to create the grandiose like soundscape that I heard in my head, you know, this is what we needed to accomplish it. You know, but it's funny now that 54 tracks on the records, but then when you hear Sister Awake live, which you know, we've all heard, like, you know,
yeah,
you come up to Tea Party concerts, the power is still there,
yeah,
you know, with what we do. So it's, again, it's a testament to the band's focus and vision that we were able to create these grand sonic landscapes, but still, as a three-piece, be able to distill them into something that was equally just as powerful.
Thanks for this, Jeff. Pass along my congrats to the other Jeff and Stuart. Is there anything else you can say about Sister Awake by way of a setup before we hear it?
Sister Awake, you know, there's so many moments on The Edges of Twilight. Every single moment I'm proud of, and every song has its own different personality and character. But Sister Awake is the song that ties in everything that happened on that album, ties it all together. You know, that's the culmination, the song of culmination. And one of our proudest, well, certainly I would say one of my proudest moments in my career thus far. We'll be right back.
fields of delight, I want you to know. Desperation's the tenderest trap, so gently you go. What will it take, sister, awake? Sister, awake. Of desire has left you for dead. Isolation will cradle the lies of things left unsaid. What will it take, sister, awake? Sister, awake. Above and taste its deceit. These temptations and blinded desires to sleep at their feet. What will it take, sister, awake? Sister, awake.
Empresario, papi, otra vez, tú sabes. Hey,
pa vacilar, pa guarachar. Oye, mamá, esta rumba no va a acabar.
Vamos bailando con los empresarios guarachando. Vamos bailando con los empresarios guarachando.
Empezar presentando
am I enjoying this album. Empresarios bring us the vibes, their third disc, and we just heard Sal Sol, which features the Salsale Orchestra horns, and they call their style of music Tropicaliente. And my thanks to Jeff Martin for, and congratulations on 20 years since the release of The Edges of Twilight and that amazing track, Sister Awake. From Brighton, England, comes another wall of sound. From the scene between, the Go Team are on deck on this edition of World Beat Canada Radio. My name's Cal Cook.
Yeah. Ya.
That's an example of kuduro, Angolan electronic music from a band called Batida and Alegria. Before that, a little bit of a power pop palate cleanser from the Go Team and Blowtorch. My name is Cal Coat. We're produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyrite Communications. Our sister broadcast is Celt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser. You can find both as a free download subscription at the iTunes Store. Terracafter, another Tuareg band from the Northern Sahara, like Tanarawan. A little less chant and a little more dance. We're going to hear Karambani. But our last word goes to Belva Lockwood, a U.S. social reformer and lawyer who said if nations could only depend upon fair and impartial judgments in a world court of law, they would abandon the senseless, savage practice of war.
Yeah.